Some rivalries happen on the course. This one happens across time. Two names, two legacies, one throne. Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and the question that's haunted golf fans for decades. Who's the true GOAT of golf? Let's break it down. Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear, born in 1940, turned pro in 1961. By the time most players peak, Jack had already become a force of nature. 18 major championships, still the most in golf history. 6 Masters, 5 PGA Championships, 4 US Opens, 3 British Opens. Consistent, strategic, relentless. He didn't just win, he outthought the field. Calculated every shot like a surgeon with a scalpel. And when the pressure peaked, Jack didn't blink. He thrived. He dominated the legends of his time. Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Tom Watson. He built golf's golden era and stayed at the top for over 2 decades. But then came Tiger. And the game would never be the same again. A 21-year-old phenomenon turned pro. And by 1997, he won the Masters by 12 strokes. 12. Tiger didn't just win. He destroyed. Power, precision, charisma, intensity. He brought athleticism to a sport that never saw it coming. He made golf global. He made golf loud. 15 major championships, 5 Masters, 4 PGA Championships, 3 US Opens, 3 British Opens. But that's not the whole story. Tiger changed the game on every level. TV ratings skyrocketed, prize money exploded, sponsors flooded in. Suddenly, kids weren't just dreaming of being Jordan or Ronaldo. They wanted to be Tiger. So, how do you compare the Golden Bear and the Big Cat? Let's start with majors. Jack leads 18 to Tiger's 15. That's the stat Nicklaus fans hang on. And it's no joke. 18 is a mountain no one else has climbed. But Tiger got to 14 majors faster than anyone in history. He won 7 majors in just 11 starts. At one point, he held all 4 major titles at the same time. That's not just winning, that's erasing the competition. And let's not forget the context. Jack played in an era with fewer international stars, smaller fields, and slower greens. Tiger faced a deeper, more global, more athletic field. Guys like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, players trained to beat Tiger. Yet they couldn't stop him, not in his prime. Then there's dominance. Tiger was ranked world number one for 683 weeks. That's over 13 years combined. The next closest? Barely 300. His peak wasn't just high, it was otherworldly. From 2000 to 2009, Tiger won 64 tournaments. That's more than most players win in a lifetime. Jack, his dominance was built on consistency. Top 10 finishes in majors? 73. That's absurd. He was always there, always in the mix. He didn't need fire. He had ice. Off the course? Jack helped design over 400 golf courses worldwide. Helped grow the game through architecture and leadership. Tiger? Tiger turned golf into an empire. Inspired a generation of diverse athletes, broke cultural and racial barriers, and despite personal scandals, surgeries, and setbacks, he came back. The Masters. Tiger returns, wears the green jacket again. One of the greatest comebacks in sports history. So, who's the GOAT? If greatness is about majors, Jack has the crown. If it's about dominance, Tiger owns the decade. If it's about changing the game, Tiger wins in a landslide. But if it's about legacy, both built the world golf stands on today. Jack showed what was possible. Tiger made it impossible to ignore. This isn't a rivalry built on head-to-head battles. It's a war of eras, of styles, of what you value most in greatness. Jack was the master architect. Tiger was the revolution.
My sport, my balls, no filters, no fear, just greatness. This is the Sportballs Podcast.